This is Solo Travel Talk. Your solo travel advisor is Astrid Clements.
Savvy solo travelers are all about maximizing their experiencing, and knowing how to use stopovers can be a seriously powerful tool at your disposal. Who better than your solo travel advisor, Astrid Clements, to explain it all? What a stopover is, how to use them, who offers them, all that and more on this episode of Solo Travel Talk. I'm producer Catherine O'Brien. With a little planning and some insider perspective, you will be using stopovers like a pro. Here's Astrid.
Here's Astrid. It brings me back memories of the Johnny Carson show about 20-something years ago, when he and McMahon used to be a great little duo, and they were always so fun and entertaining and upbeat. So, Catherine, I hope our audience feels like we got a little bit of the Johnny and Ed McMahon vibe to us. But before I get into the show, I want to just share that this topic of stopovers is one I have to admit I didn't really know very much about. I heard of it, but I have never utilized one of these stopover flights in any of my trips. So I loved researching for this particular podcast to get the real lowdown on it, to get what the latest information on stopovers are. A byproduct of doing Solo Travel Talk for me is I even learned. So I love all that, but I feel like this is going to be a super show, so I'm excited for anybody who is listening, because bottom line is I'm going to show you or explain to you how you can visit two cities for the price of one.
Well, that is so great, Astrid, because that was my first question is, am I the only one who didn't know about this? Am I the only one who wasn't familiar with all the benefits of using stopovers? And I'm hoping you can tell us about the mechanics of what a stopover is and really how they work.
Okay, well, don't feel bad. I mean, because most travelers really have never heard of stopovers. They really think it means a layover or like a connecting flight stop where you have to spend the time in the airport. And travelers really try to book tickets that avoid any length of time in an airport. They like to do direct flights. And especially Americans, they really don't understand the difference or the benefits of booking a flight that contains a stopover versus a layover, because they have to go through that connecting city anyway, or they could choose to do that. And then, like I said, they can build this in their trip as another stop. And some of them can be totally free, and some of them with the stopover program has like a minimum fee. And I'm going to explain all that to you. So basically the difference between a layover and a stopover is, first of all, a layover is any connection between flights. Domestically, it's between 30 minutes and 4 hours. On international flights, it's up to 23 hours and 59 minutes. So basically 1 minute short of 24 hours. And a stopover can be a layover, but it also can be a much longer stop. So a domestic stopover would be anything longer than 4 hours. And international would be longer than 24 hours. So what you think of just in basic concept or what this means is a stopover is an extra long layover in a connecting city that allows you the opportunity to explore the connecting city. So consequently, a stopover is one of the best ways to visit a new place for free or maybe a minimal added cost, because some airlines, and I'll go into this, there are different restrictions and rules depending on the airlines, etc. But it'll save you a bundle on airfare if you think like this. Also, the air routes or the routes that each airline has plays a major part in how you could structure a stopover and what city or cities are allowed in a stopover. Also, flight direction and hubs. Airline hubs are key places. Mm-hmm. Typically, the hubs of an airline will offer you like free stopovers. So just a few quick examples, because I'm going to go into this in depth later on in the show, is say if you fly Emirates Air and you go through Dubai, Dubai is their hub. So they offer you a good stopover experience in Dubai. Japan Airlines, Tokyo and Osaka are their hubs. So stopovers are offered there. Finnair, Helsinki. Thai Air, wonderful Bangkok. And Iceland Air, which was actually the first airlines to do stopovers in Reykjavik. And this program kind of evolved out of countries that wanted to develop their tourism more, especially their air routes, etc. And this is what Iceland did. And I must say, it is one of the reasons why I think Iceland Air, besides their good routes and their affordable flights, their nice clean planes, and a very pleasant experience for a reasonable price, they use these stopovers to really help Iceland get on the map as far as a tourist destination. And also, you can build your flight with a free stopover in these hub cities, whether it's an economy ticket, a business, or a first class ticket. So your type of ticket does not disqualify you or qualify you for a stopover. Okay. Now, there are some limitations that are tied to stopovers, such as length of time you can spend in the stopover city, which I'll explain later in the show. And no, you need to check all the particular restrictions for each airline stopover program when you're mapping out your solo trip. The information typically is on the website, or if you can't really understand it on the website, because I looked at several and some of them are very clear, others are not as clear, call the airline directly, especially if, say, you're going to the Far East and you think you want to do a flight that potentially could have a stopover, like, say, with Thai Air or even Vietnam Air. And I don't know if Vietnam does have it, but call the airline directly and ask them, are your tickets, your international tickets, or any of the routes, can you have a stopover with your ticket? So that's the best way that you can find out.
Okay, so that's a good setup. So how can we start using the stopovers? How can the listeners start using stopovers? Can you paint a couple of specific scenarios? You talked about some cities. How would this really work?
Okay, I'm going to give you some general cost of tickets, because airline tickets change every second of the day. But this will give you a good overall, I guess, picture of how you would do it. Recently, I've been thinking about chasing the Northern Lights. I've been seeing a lot of articles in the travel magazines, and I get all kinds of good information off the internet that comes through my email, etc. But I've been thinking maybe I might want to chase the Northern Lights this year. Because when I was also looking at Iceland Air and its stopover in Reykjavik and Finland and Helsinki, I said, boy, you're getting close to Lapland and the Arctic Circle. And I know you can see the Northern Lights in Iceland. So that really has always been, too, one of those bucket list types of trips that I wanted to take. So I started thinking, well, maybe I could fly to, say, Bergen, Norway, because I know there's a cruise that goes from Bergen to the tip of Norway at the tip top. And it's not too expensive. It's pretty nice in quality. It's not super luxury like Silver Seas, but it's quite nice. It's a Norwegian line, and this line just goes up and down the coast. Mm-hmm. But during the Northern Lights season, it's a really good time to take this cruise because they stop at a lot of the little cities and go into the fjords and everything during this real cold period. But you get to ride on, I think it's called Ikebad, or, you know, the dog sleds. And you do a lot of cold water type adventure things when they stop at the different cities. And some of these towns are very historic and picturesque. And you're on this ship for 12 days. So you have 12 days to see the Northern Lights. And they guarantee on this particular cruise that you will see the Northern Lights. And if you don't, they will give you a free ticket for the next year or another till you see them. Yes. So when I saw the Iceland stopover program and that I could go to Reykjavik and spend, say, 3 or 4 days there and try to chase them there and then fly to Bergen, I could chase it, you know, get on that cruise and come back. And that seemed to be pretty cool because I would get 2 major cities for the price of one. In Iceland Air is very affordable. Now, it's not as cheap as WOW now. WOW has really beat them, but everything is built. There's no food. You can't bring on carry-ons. There's a charge for that. So your ticket goes up and up depending on a lot of little things. So Iceland Air is still very affordable. I'd say it's in the range of about $800 from New York to Bergen, Norway. So I think that's pretty good. And I was also thinking maybe I would fly to Copenhagen and then just take a short flight to Bergen, which is only like about $60. So I'd get another little perk.
Bonus,
now, now that wouldn't be a stopover. It'd be directly, basically, New York, Reykjavik, Copenhagen. I'd have to get a whole new airline ticket to go to Bergen. And if you would be flying to Iceland from New York, you would probably have to spend around $400 to go to Iceland. Then if you were going from Iceland to Bergen, it's probably, I didn't really look at that, but I'm going to give you some other examples that kind of show you that, boy, it's even more expensive sometimes if you don't have a stopover. But the bottom line is if you have 2 flights, it'll be more expensive than if you going to Bergen than if you do this stopover. Or if you just go to Reykjavik for 1 trip, and then you have to go from New York to Bergen on another trip, you're really piling on the airfare. So this gives you a way to really save on airfare and kill 2 birds with 1 stone for the same price. So it's very, to me, it just behooves you to start trying to think like this. And oddly enough, Norwegian Air does not have stopovers. And it goes everywhere. But I saw nothing on the internet that showed Norwegian Air has a stopover program. You also could do it if you went Finnair, which Finnair allows you to stop in Helsinki. Now, their economy, I was really shocked at this, was only $420 from New York to Bergen, going through Helsinki. Finnair is a very nice airline, and I think their cabins are very nice. So that's a really interesting alternative, but I've already been to Helsinki. And Helsinki is not as far north as Iceland. And if I'm chasing the Northern Lights,
you gotta keep going up.
Yeah. So, but that's really exciting. For somebody who wants to start exploring Scandinavia and the Viking cultures and all of that, the wonderful food, oh, that food in that area of the world, I just love. It's so healthy, all of the seafood and the hard cracker breads and everything. So those are 2 examples of how you could fly to Norway and start trying to chase the Northern Lights. And I think that's very, very interesting. It's pretty affordable to do that. Now, let's say if you wanted to go to the Middle East and you wanted to fly, ooh la la, Emirates Air or Emiratis. I just always say Emirates. It's probably Emiratis. But from New York, JFK to, say, Mumbai is your last stop. And I do plan to go to India this year, and I probably will take this flight. Now, I like to fly business class when I go this far, and this airline tends to be on the high side, but I want to try to experience Emirates Air on this particular flight because it is so long. But this is roughly for New York, JFK, stopping in Dubai. That's their hub, and they give you a free stopover there. And I'm going to go into their stopover program. And let me tell you, theirs probably is the best there is offered of any airlines currently. And then on to Dubai. That ticket is basically around $5,500 to $800 round trip. But if you would fly New York straight to Dubai, it's around $7,600 round trip. So you save money if you have a stopover on the airfare of around $1,800. Now, you will be spending money in Dubai, but you have to budget that in your whole trip.
Well, and the experience of Dubai. I mean, that's what we're doing it for, right?
Oh, yeah. And like I said, wait till I tell you what Emirates Air offers you in terms of all their different perks with their stopover program. It'll blow you away. Also, you can do multiple stopovers. Now, these get to be kind of convoluted and can be very confusing. And I just suggest that if you try to do multiple stopovers, you work directly with the airlines, or you get a really good travel agent that understands this, the stopover programs, and that will help you successfully do that. So one example is, say you want to go from Dallas to Madagascar. This round trip ticket is somewhere in the neighborhood of $2,390, or let's say $2,400. If you add, say, a couple of stops in between there, say New York, Paris, Johannesburg, and Dubai, they'll add on around, or certain airlines, $70 per stop, which will get you up to around $2,674. So for four extra stops at a cost of around $285, maybe $300, you can go to all of these destinations. So it's not an around the world ticket, but you're starting
getting
to,
close. Yeah.
And that's a lot, because if you booked each one from Dallas to go to each one, your airfare would be up in the $8,000, $9,000, $10,000 category. So these are very compelling types of tickets if you want to do multiple stops. But like I said, if you want to do this, you get a good travel agent, or you work with the airlines directly to help you build it using the stopover option. Okay. I mean, there's ways you can do it for multi-city, et cetera, on the booking sites, but it's sometimes I'm not so comfortable with how they're charging for that ticket. I feel like that it could be more of a full price ticket from a particular interior destination to the next before you get to your final one. So use a good travel agent or call the airlines directly.
I know you were going to recap some of the carriers who offer stopovers. You talked about Emirates and Finnair. Who are some of the others?
Okay, well, listeners, get your paper and pencil out, because the stopover information I'm getting ready to share with you is really a travel gold mine, which could save you thousands of dollars on airfare. So I'm going to start out with the airlines that offer free stopovers, because there are free stopovers, and then there are stopovers that you have to pay a minimum fee. And you have to know that there might be taxes or there are other hidden costs. So each program is different. So that's why, number one, you have to really understand the programs, et cetera. But these are the airlines that offer free stopovers. So these are the ones that you can really key in on.
Okay.
Like I said, the first one I talked about is Finnair. Helsinki is their hub, and that's where they offer the free stopover. And it's up to 5 days free.
Wow.
Yes. So, say if you're going to New York to Paris, Finnair, and stopping in Helsinki, you can have a nice little two-for-one type of European vacation that takes you to two different cultures. I've been to Helsinki, and I loved it. It's a beautiful city, It's got a very nice kind of old center, and then everything kind of radiates from the harbor, et cetera. And it's just delightful. So it's a wonderful destination. I don't think a lot of people look to go there. But if you're going to go Finnair, and Finnair has very good flight tickets in terms of cost, look at Finnair when you're going to Europe. But they also offer tours with Finland Tours, which will help you create stopovers for your itineraries. Mm. Now, I didn't see where there was a cost for that, but they do work with you. So it's probably not that much because, like I said, all these programs are geared to get people to visit these hub cities and use their airlines more. So it's probably not that expensive. And know that the stopover flights on Finnair are only available on midweek departures and not on the weekends. So as you can surmise, all these airlines that I'm getting ready to talk about offer their own unique stopover programs. And I've said this before, you have to fully understand the offering before you book the flight, because you might think you were getting something that you actually didn't get, okay? The next one is Hawaiian Airlines. If you are flying to any of their 11 international destinations, you get a free stopover in Honolulu. And there's no limit of the days that you can stay in the stopover. And you can stop over on both inbound and outbound flights. So for those of you that have never thought about taking Hawaiian Airlines to Asia, well, let me tell you, yes. And I actually got married in Kauai, and I love Hawaii. Hawaii is another destination that for some reason people don't really think about Hawaii as much as they should. It's kind of far out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. It tends to be a little expensive, but it is beautiful. It has a feeling there that is very warm and Polynesian, and it's a happy place. I found it to be a very happy place. So consider Hawaiian Airlines because they have a great stopover program. The next one, and I've mentioned this before, is Iceland Air. They allow you 7 nights in Reykjavik. And they have with their stopover program, what's called their stopover buddy program, where a local will take you to the country's hidden gems, like the Blue Lagoon, the waterfalls, the volcanic terrain. Oh, yes. Yeah, so they actually have stopover buddies. Yeah, I told you. It's very cool because you know they're going to have a really welcoming and informative kind of approach to how they are showing you their home country. So I thought that was very cool. Then you've got TAP Portugal, and it offers 5 days in either Lisbon or Porto, which Lisbon is their hub, but also Porto is one of their big cities that they have routes through. So 5 days in Portugal. Oh, I loved my trip to Lisbon. It reminded me of kind of how Europe was in the 60s and 70s. Much more relaxed, very affordable, lots of culture, wonderful food. It has a distinct flavor to everything. Portugal is a wonderful place to visit. And I know lots of people are starting to go there. So you might as well use TAP Portugal. If you're going to Europe and say Portugal is not your total destination, you can squeeze in Lisbon or Porto and get an introduction to Portugal or get another fix if you, like me, if you really like it. So that's a good one to consider. And they have very good rates too. The next one is Air Canada. Now, they have 3 stopover free locations, which are Toronto, Montreal, and Vancouver. And their program is offered on their flights from Europe and Asia. Now, if you have a business or a premium economy ticket, you get 1 hotel night free on a selected group of their hotels. And it's 1 week that they offer you in terms of length, and it's either inbound and outbound. So you can do it on both directions. that's a pretty good program that I never knew of. So you might want to go to Europe or Asia via Montreal or Vancouver. And I know they have a lot of flights that go through there. I see them all the time when I'm looking for flights for different trips. So, okay, next airline is good old KLM, and Amsterdam is always a winner to go through. And they give you two free stopovers, basically inbound and outbound. Now, I didn't see any restriction on number of days, but these are some of the things you have to clarify when you're creating your flight, etc. The next airline is WOW. Now, WOW, boy, you want a discount airline, that is WOW. And Reykjavik, here again, like Iceland Air, and that's for their flights from North America to Europe. So if you're going really, really ultra cheap and using WOW Air, you can go to Reykjavik and spend some time there. Now, I don't know if they have any restriction on amount of days. I didn't see anything about a buddy program. But if you're on a tight budget, this is a way to get two for one on the same price.
WOW's really come on strong. I mean, I hear a ton about WOW.
Oh, yeah. And lots of people like WOW. Yeah. They really do, as well as Norwegian Air. Okay, the next one is Etihad. And Etihad, like Emirates or Emirates Air, goes to the UAE, United Arab Emirates. Their hub, though, is Abu Dhabi, which is the capital of the UAE. And what they offer in their stopover, of course, it's free. If you fly first or business class, you get one night free at a hotel if you book for a two-night stay. And on these really long flights, you have tremendous jet lag because typically you get to your destination in the middle of the night. I'll never forget when I went to Dubai the first time. I arrived at 1:17 at night. I walked out of that plane. It was scorching hot. I had been flying for I don't know how long because I had gone through Memphis and Amsterdam, and I had long layovers, but not enough for stopovers, and I didn't know about stopovers. I mean, I was completely almost in a state of shock. So I had just been flying for so long, et cetera. So to have the opportunity for a good night's sleep, and you might sleep 2 days, and you get this free night, that's a nice incentive. In Abu Dhabi, I've been there too. It is a very interesting tourist destination now. There's another Louvre. It's kind of like the Middle East Louvre. It's done in conjunction with the French Louvre Museum. Mm-hmm. But they really are developing their culture in terms of art, the visual arts, etc. So it wasn't open when I went this last time, but I think it's a fabulous thing. And then they have the most beautiful mosque I've ever seen in the world. And lots of great shopping. And you can go to the old Arabian village. And, of course, the Emirates Palace Hotel. I went to tea there because I didn't stay there. It was so expensive. But I did want to see it. And you can't just go. Yeah, you have to have some, you know, be reserved or whatever to get into the gates. But it's a tourist destination, in my opinion, just to go there. I mean, it has dispensing machines with gold and just all kinds of stuff. It's something to see, I must see. So if you want to get a little bit of the UAE for free and with one free hotel night, Etihad is a good option. Japan Airlines, like I said, they offer Tokyo and Osaka as their stopover cities. The flight must originate in North America, and they also give a free city tour. Yeah, no, these airlines, like I said, they really want you to sit a spell or basically stop over longer than just staying in the airport because they know if they get you out of the airport, you're going to spend money. And if they do it right, you're going to want to come back to this city or this country and spend more time exploring it. So I think it's a very good kind of way to introduce a traveler to an area that maybe they didn't think they were interested in.
Yeah.
Okay. Thai Airlines is the next airlines. Now, they offer their stopover in Bangkok, and I couldn't think of anywhere that is more wonderful for a stopover than Bangkok. Bangkok is so exotic, and it's the type of place that I think you have to go over and over in terms of a Westerner, I think, to really fully appreciate the history and the culture and architecture and the busyness and the everyday life there. The food is fabulous. I could have spent a whole month in Bangkok exploring. And I found it a little difficult being a female solo traveler because safety was always my concern. Mm. So I wasn't comfortable walking as much as I do in a lot of other areas. So my point is basically, if you want to visit Thailand or Bangkok several times, think about using Bangkok Air, because any flight that goes to Cambodia, Laos, Vietnam, China, Japan, India, Iran, or Europe with Thai Air, typically these flights will go through Bangkok. So that gives you a real good opportunity to explore Bangkok more on more occasions. And they also give you that free hotel voucher for one night, which is just wonderful. Like I said, if minimum, you don't have to stay in the airport and just sit there till you get your flight. You can go and go to a hotel, take a good hot bath or shower and crash. And then you can wake up and then feel like you're
human.
Yes, because some of those flights, oh, yeah. 8-9 hours is okay. But boy, when you start pushing 11 hours, you start pushing 13, 14 hours. You are like stark raven, ready to just yell, much less exhausted, because you're in that decompressionized cabins and everything. That does something to, got to be your circadian rhythms or whatever they call. So next airlines is Copa Airlines. So if you're going south of the border from North America, Copa Airlines offers Panama City, Panama. Well, it's the hub of the airlines in their stopover city. So if you want some balmy breezes on the Caribbean Sea, then fly Copa. Okay, next one. This one, I think, has got the best stopover program from what I can read and understand from the internet. And that's Emirates Air, Emirates. Dubai, which, like I said, I've been to Dubai. And now there's so many things to do there. You need a couple of times to go there to really get it all. But they have a stopover package, which, first of all, it'll help you book a hotel room. It will also organize or reserve your airport transfers. This program will arrange the process to get you a visa. They will have a VIP meet and greet you at the airport and take you through the visa and the immigration process. You can also add tours to your stopover program, of which they have all kinds of tours that they offer, and it's all explained fully on the website. I mean, their stopover page on their website is so compelling. Mm. It almost makes you want to go somewhere so you can,
you can use it.
Yeah. Look, that's one of the reasons why I'm going to do that when I go to Mumbai. I'm going Emirates Air because I get to go to Dubai again and do some of the things that now have been opened up and created that wasn't there when I went 10 years ago. And they give you a free booklet on everything you need to do. So talk about a great way to recover from jet lag. They've got some wonderful hotels in Dubai, and they're actually not that expensive. Some of their really, really, I mean, not the most fancy, but a lot of the 5-star hotels are so affordable. So if you're going in this direction, consider Emirates Air, even if you have to kind of go out of the way to go to Dubai. It's worth it, I think. So hats off to Emirates Air because their stopover program is super. The next one is Singapore Air, which is a fantastic airlines. They offer 10 days in Singapore. Wow. That's the longest one I saw. Well, some of them don't have any time frame at all. I think a year is the maximum. You have to do it within a year, or your ticket has to be a full ticket used within a year. But Singapore Air, also with the 10 days, it gives you a free city tour. Singapore is such an interesting city. It has so many sides to it. It's got a lot of Indian influence, a lot of Chinese influence, a lot of Malaysian influence, then English or the British influence. And it's such a beautiful city. It's the most well-planned and civilized city, big city I've ever been to. Singapore is just fabulous. And I guess in my next life, besides my first next life, is Paris, where I want to live. But the next one is Singapore. The people are so law-abiding. It's so clean. It's new. There's lots of new, and there's old. And people are just respectful of each other. I don't totally know how all that evolved that way, because it's so different than, say, Thailand or the real Far East. I mean, they break up in line. They spit on the sidewalk. They do all kinds of stuff. They don't think it's wrong. If they thought it was wrong, they wouldn't do it, because they would probably get reprimanded either from their family or from the government by doing these things. So Singapore, to get 10 days in Singapore, oh, wonderful. The next airlines, and this is an airline that I hope to fly on within the next 2 years, because I get very good reviews, is Ethiopian Airlines. Oh, yes. And their stopover stop is Addis Ababa. So if you're flying, say, from Chicago to Africa, say you want to go to Cape Town or Madagascar, they give you a complimentary hotel room for one night, as well as they offer you multi-day vacation packages. So say you want to go on a safari, or you want to do something close to Addis Ababa, which that's a very interesting place. It's got a lot of history and a unique culture there. So you could really, I think, do some interesting things there by going Ethiopian Air and using their stopover program. Because I would suspect most people who fly Ethiopian Airlines just sit in the airport as a layover and then go on to their final destination in Africa. And they fly to more countries than just Africa. It's got very high ratings. Their business class flight is supposed to be fantastic. So I really want to experience that. Air China. Now, they offer the stopovers at Shanghai, Chengdu, and Beijing. And theirs are short. It's 24 hours, but you get a free hotel stay. You don't have to have any visa with a stopover. And to get a visa in China, it takes time, and you got to fill all kinds of stuff out. Because I've been to China for 5 weeks, and I know what that was all about. Plus, they give you a free shuttle to the hotel, and you get a free breakfast. Plus, in Beijing, they have a stopover tour. So this is very good for a long flight to China. Now, you can't book it off the internet or off their website. You have to contact Air China directly. And like I said, a lot of these programs, you do have to contact the airline directly. You can't figure it totally out on the website, or it's not clear or whatever. And I wouldn't take the chance, because somewhere in the algorithms and how the ticket is made, you might not get the best deal or the free stopover that way. Okay, moving right along, we have Swiss Air. If you want to go to Zurich, say you feel like maybe good old Swiss chocolate, or you might want to go take a train ride through the Alps or whatever, and then go ahead and head to, I don't know, Munich or somewhere else. Stop for a while in Zurich. I mean, that's a very nice place to visit for a week or less. But they give you up to 4 nights, and you can do it either inbound or outbound. So it's a good place to do a few things in Zurich that It's a little kind of rendezvous, kind of like part of a trip. If Swiss Air is what you end up flying and you have the opportunity for your route to take you through Zurich, consider making your route a little bit longer and spending a couple of days in Zurich and just get a little extra from that. Okay. The next airline that offers a free stopover is Turkish Air. And that's one of my favorite airlines too, especially their business class. Oh, they're wonderful. I mean, I'll never forget, besides the massaging chairs and the good food and the steward, you know, who was kind of up by a bar. It wasn't totally like they advertised for Emirates Air, their bar, which you can hang around. Passengers can't get up and sit around the bar on a Turkish Air flight, or at least the one that I took from Washington to Istanbul. But besides the fabulous service, one of the things that struck me so much was halfway through the flight, the pilot came out and greeted all of the business passengers individually and thanked them for flying Turkish Air and asked them if they were enjoying this. I was so flabbergasted. It was a very sincere gesture. It wasn't just something he had to check off his list and just do. No, I mean, it really was. So I'm high on Turkish Air. I think they really have a sense of hospitality that is a lot for your money. So they offer the stopover program to flights to Africa, Eastern Europe, and Central Asia. And these flights have to either originate from Atlanta, Chicago, LA, Houston, Miami, New York, San Francisco, or Washington. So basically, all the major cities in the United States. If you fly business class, you get 2 nights free at a 5-star hotel. If you fly economy, you get 1 night free.
That's great.
Oh, let me tell you, Turkish Air is really good. Plus, they give you a free city tour of Istanbul. Let me tell you, if you want to get over your jet lag or you want to just get a little quick visit to Istanbul, fly Turkish Air to your final destination. And they fly to a lot of places, a lot more than you would think they would. Okay, the final one that I'm going to share that offers the free stopover is Alitalia. And they offer it in Rome. 3 days in Rome. I mean, just 3 days in Rome. Nobody could say no to that. And they offer it on any flights where your final international destination is not in Italy or North America. So you have to fly through Italy, basically. Your final destination can't be Venice or Naples. You have to keep on going to get those 3 nights in Rome. But that's another one I'm thinking about. Oh, yeah. The next time I go east, I'm going to go, well, it would be west for me. I don't know. Sometimes
you're
I get
doing it, though.
Yeah. I'm going to try to go through Rome or fly Alitalia. And I think they started offering this. I mean, maybe they've done it for a long time. I just didn't know about it. But they're trying to obviously beef up their numbers, et cetera. In Rome, a lot of people don't realize how affordable Rome is. Oh, yeah, Rome is not really that expensive in terms of a European city. The hotel rates are very, very reasonable for the quality. And then you have that wonderful food, which is so basic, and a lot of it is not super expensive. And you can get away with just walking and looking. For a European destination to a major historic place, Rome is really fabulous. So if you've got the opportunity to fly through Rome and use Alitalia, I think it's a great idea. Okay, now this list really isn't comprehensive. And I said this earlier in the show, you need to check with the airlines directly to see if they offer a stopover program. And then also, what are the particulars for a stopover? Because you might think you can do a stopover for a week and they only allowed it for 2 days. And that creates a more expensive ticket. So you have to know the rules and the parameters. Okay. Like I shared also earlier in the show, most Americans don't know about these flight programs, largely because most of the American airlines don't offer them.
I just noticed that.
Yes. Yeah. And that's one of the keys. And then Americans, they just want to get there fast. They want to go nonstop. I don't care if it's 20 hours, nonstop. But American Airlines, in their rewards program, they do allow stopovers. And it's to North American cities that go to international flights. Say if you want to go Miami to Shanghai, you can have a stopover in LA. But only one way of your round trip ticket. So the American Airlines, they're not cool on this. They just want you to get in and out of those airports. But the international ones are becoming more and more competitive with this, which I think that is one of the wonderful things for travelers, because they know that people are going to spend money in their country. And if they really enjoy their trip there, they'll come back. And I think it's great.
Okay, so you did a good job of telling us to pay attention to the details. You've given us a good list of the free stopover airline offerings. Now, do you have any closing thoughts, any last minute closing tips on stopovers?
Okay, well, since I really don't feel like I'm an expert on the stopover topic yet, I'll give you the tips that I'm comfortable with sharing, because there are really a lot of tricks that you can implement to get a ticket with a free or an inexpensive added minimal fee. And some people create these long tickets that they can do it with stop over here free and there, and then only $50 more here. They're going to almost around the world with a ticket that is not that much more than a round trip ticket to the farthest destination. So there's some real hackers out there, experts that can do it. So I want to stay real basic with what I'm telling you. So,
sometime we'll have an advanced course on this.
Well, we need to bring one of those experts on, because I can tell you it's a science. I mean, really. So these are Astrid's 10 basic stopover tips, and they're good. I mean, there's nothing wrong with these. Okay. Now, this is one I didn't talk about on the show at all. But if you redeem miles to secure an airline ticket, like frequent flyer miles, with a stopover in the ticket, this is by far the cheapest way to get anywhere, because you don't pay nothing. You don't get 2-for-1 price. You get 2-for-no-cost. So this is really the best way. And then if you could do a few more multiple ones in the middle, which you probably, they will put some little small add-on. But redeeming the miles with this kind of route, real smart. But you're going to have to use a great travel agent or the airlines to create that. Now, if your ticket is a cash ticket, you're going to be charged taxes for the stopover or a small extra destination cost. And that depends on the airlines, but they all have to do this if you pay cash. If you can do it with frequent flyer miles, it's zilcho, pretty much. It might be a little different for some airlines, but some it could be zilcho. Okay, then the next one is check which airlines flying to your ultimate destination offer stopovers before you book the ticket. So you look at all the airlines that go to, say, Madrid, Spain, and you see if any of these airlines have a stopover in, say, Lisbon or Paris or whatever. And you decide basically on the price of the ticket with the stopover versus the price of the ticket without the stopover, because as I showed you before, it could actually be less with the stopover. So you'll spend a couple of more days in the other city and spend the money. It's really kind of like getting you a very cheap, almost a free trip to somewhere, which you couldn't have made happen if you didn't use this kind of ticket. So look at all the airlines that are going to your final destination that have connecting flights in their hub cities. Mm. Typically, those are the ones with the stopover. Also, make sure that you check the dates when stopovers are available. Midweek is the best because a lot of the airlines do not offer them during the weekend. So it doesn't help you to create a ticket from Saturday to Saturday and you think you can do a stopover and you can't. You have to do it Wednesday to Wednesday. Okay, next tip. When you're searching for the stopover options, go to the airline's website. Once you see that they have a route that goes through a hub and you want to see if they have a stopover program, start with going to their website's page to see if they have a whole stopover page or a program. If they don't, call the airlines, because that doesn't mean they don't have one, because some airlines, their pages aren't hooked up to offer that well. They're just not developed as well. So the next is check, like I said, the round trip cost of your flight first and make a note of the connecting city and its hub to see if it's a free stopover city. That I'm kind of repeating myself. But what I'm saying is that you can price out the ticket two ways. One with just round trip, no stopover, but you have to go through that connecting city to get there. Or the ticket with a stopover option, say adding 3 days in Lisbon, and compare the ticket to make sure that it's not more or it's just minimal because of the taxes or whatever. Or it could be less. It actually could be less. So do that when you're trying to figure out whether you want to use a particular stopover program or not, because there might be one that's more competitive. Okay. Some airlines do charge an additional minimum fee for stopovers, $50 a stopover, $100 a stopover, which is really still a good deal. And that's on a lot of those ones where you have multiple stopovers. So if you want to go to multiple places for only $50 or $100 more, that can be a lot of savings, especially
very attractive.
Yes, yes. But those are the tickets I really couldn't tell you how to do. That scares me. But people do them, and they do a lot of traveling with them. Okay, the next one is start your flight search early because it's harder to get this type of ticket. I don't know exactly why, but I'm sure it's something in the airline algorithms and they leave certain seats, they keep them available, and then they let go certain ones at certain times, and they'll say, okay, well, 15% can have a stopover option. And that's changing, like I said, every minute.
Well, that kind of doesn't surprise me because this seems like a sweetener. This is like an incentive. So it's not going to be just a free for all for these.
Yeah. Yeah. No. This is like giving you some. Okay. And I've said this three times, but I cannot emphasize this enough. Call the airlines directly or use an experienced travel agent to build your stopover ticket, because each airline has all kinds of unique stopover regulations and rules to their program. And these are also constantly changing. So you might think it's one way at the beginning of the year, and then when you want to go in November, there's something different in it. So to be safe, call the airlines. That's what I would do. And the last one is there's an online tool called AirWander. And this helps you find stopover destinations. Hmm. So if you want to go from New York to Cape Town, this will help you find airlines and what stopover destinations they offer for this ticket. So this is a tool I haven't used, but it is recommended by many travel experts. So try AirWander. Okay, well, listeners, those are my 10 basic stopover tips. So what I want to do now is I challenge you to get creative with your next solo trip planning. Think, how can I get two destinations for the price of one? and turn those boring, horrible airport layovers to exciting new city stopovers. Just think like that. I myself, who've been traveling solo for 35 plus years, I really can't believe that I have not seized on that, because I'm always looking for how to stretch a dollar and see more and blah, blah, blah. I mean, I'm going to really be thinking with multiple layers now. So, Catherine, that's our show for today. And really, since this is the first Solo Travel Talk podcast for 2019, as we move into this year, we would love to hear from our listeners. And we do. But every time we get comments, it always gives us great ideas for new shows that we know people are looking for information about. So feel free to comment what you would like us to do a show about, or anything that's on your mind in terms of solo travel. Because we look at our statistics, we see what shows people like the most, but that doesn't mean that we're not totally missing topics that people are wishing they knew more about. So I encourage you to really comment and let us know what you would like us to give you more information about. Also, I have to always end my show like this because everybody says you have to do this. I didn't used to do this when we first started Solo Travel Talk 2 years ago. But if you benefited from the information you've heard or you've enjoyed our podcast, give us a like and give us a share. That all helps us in our ratings, as well as, most importantly, subscribe to Solo Travel Talk. Because when you subscribe, that makes this podcast and all of our podcasts be pushed out on the platforms that push these podcasts out to a wider audience all over the world. So it not only helps us, but it also helps the solo traveler who's looking for information. So until we get together again, happy travels and thanks for listening.
Astrid is always trying to learn us up about all the ins and outs of traveling solo.
I love it so much. I think I should be a solo travel professor.
Well, that's what this podcast is all about. I love your challenge, Astrid. And I, you know what I'm dying to hear from our listeners is maybe if you're using stopovers, I would love to know what stopovers you've used or what you're planning to use now that you know about this top secret.
Yeah. I would like to too, because like I said, I'm giving this information about stopover programs, but I haven't done one yet.
When you told me about it, I was like, am I the only one who didn't know about it? So I felt great.
Oh, no.
Well, listeners, like Astrid said, we do love to hear from you. And Astrid has not just this information about stopovers, but she has a wealth of information on her website, astridtravel.com. And I want to draw your attention special to her resources page. If you just go to astridtravel.com/resources, she's got her budgeting tool, her packing tool. Who knows? By the time you're hearing this, she might have a stopover tool there too.
Well,
maybe.
I haven't thought about that, but this year, 2019, we are going to be developing that page more, because there are key topics that people want step-by-step tips and checklists that they can go through and think about and plan for. So I'm going to put this together just so people can download it and think about it, check it off, and make their solo trips more pleasurable and easier to execute.
Don't forget, this podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Spotify, any of the fine places that podcasts can be found. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. We'll see you on your stopover. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Solo Travel Talk. Follow Astrid on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. To learn more about Astrid or solo travel advisors, visit our website, astridtravel.com.